This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released an unclassified FD-1023 FBI document yesterday that he claims is significant in their investigation of President Biden and his son's illegal business dealings with foreign entities. It involves claims a confidential informant made in 2020 about the Ukrainian energy company Burisma and how the Bidens were paid to get the prosecutor fired over an investigation of the company. Joe Biden in 2018.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired.
Although the Biden family claims no wrongdoing, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News last night says the pieces of evidence keep stacking up against the president and his family.
Is that it dovetails perfectly with what Comer and other chairmen have found, also including the recent disclosures from Ways and Means, about how money went to the Biden family.
The White House is reporting that Ukraine is using cluster munitions supplied by the United States effectively against Russian forces. The so-called cluster bombs scatter multiple bomblets that are banned in more than 100 countries because of their threat to civilians. There's no end in sight to the heat wave that's roasting much of the United States. Yesterday, over 90 million people lived in areas experiencing dangerous levels of heat. Forecasters warn the heat dome is expanding in Texas and the Southwest and could drag well into next week. In Phoenix, temperatures stayed above 110 degrees for the last 21 days. The El Nino weather pattern is expected to continue into the winter. In celebration of the Mork and Mindy TV show, today is Invite an Alien to Live with You Day. USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And the record-long heat just keeps on a-coming.
Over 2,000 heat records have been broken across the southern U.S. from Florida to California since the first heat advisories were posted in early June. Forecasters warn that triple-digit sweltering heat could drag well into next week and beyond. Phoenix, Arizona has not seen a high temperature below 110 degrees since the end of June. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It's an event coming to Charleston, South Carolina, focused on women in the military.
It's called the Women's Entrepreneurship Summit, and it's a free event being held on August 2nd in Charleston at the Citadel. It'll be catered to women in the military, especially veterans or spouses of veterans. Round-robin sessions will be available on entrepreneurship, and you'll also receive a chance to get your B2B reboot certification. I'm Joe Gumm.
Alabama, early this morning, put to death a man who beat an elderly woman to death more than 20 years ago. The execution of 64-year-old James Barber is Alabama's first since Governor Kay Ivey lifted a suspension on capital punishment back in February. Barber was convicted and sentenced to death for killing 75-year-old Dorothy Epps during a robbery at her home near Huntsville in 2001. Ivy had suspended capital punishment in November and ordered a review of the lethal injection process after a string of botched executions last year. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now.
Hey, how you doing? It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We got John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, joining us now from Tennessee. How hot is it there? Or you don't even talk about it.
It's hot.
And I shouldn't even bring it up.
It's hot and
humid, Bill. Yeah. Oh, like yeah, like much of the country right now. Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, try and stay cool. I know every once in a while you got to take a break and stick your head in the freezer just to calm, you know, cool off there a bit. But, yeah, such is the case for much of the country as the heat wave continues here. But, hey, I'm glad you could come out of the freezer for a moment and we can talk a little bit. John, you know, these whistleblower hearings and what we're finding out more and more of, which it's not so much discovery for most of us because we've known this stuff, but it's so... It's like the Democrats, they've never heard this stuff. I mean, they're like, sure, they can't believe it. They think, oh, you got to be making this stuff up. There's no way. Wait, where have you been for the last 5 years when all this stuff has been talked about? You know, and so it's all new news to them, brought to you by the disservice of the mainstream media that have not kept the American people informed. You know, whether it's Hunter Biden, I mean, now I got to tell you, people are really getting more and more upset. I don't know what you're hearing, but what I'm hearing a lot of is that, you know, they kept, the FBI knew the Hunter Biden laptop was legit. These companies, these other companies, social media companies that supposedly know everything, John, they've got so many people. I mean, here you and I and a small team of researchers and that sort of thing, you know, They seem to know more about than what they got 10,000 people in Silicon Valley plus that are researching, checking headlines and everything, and they're going to be that duped? Are they so ideologically fixed that they ignore the evidence that says the FBI knew well within a year before the election that that laptop was legitimate and they participated in this conspiracy? I mean, this is a true conspiracy to, you know, throttle down, to influence the election, and to, you know, to get a victory for the Democrats and Joe Biden. Thank you very much. I mean, they owe us, John. They owe us on so many levels for what they've cost this country, what they've cost people with their jobs, incomes, everything. I mean, this is all done by, you know, Zuckerberg and, you know, these billionaires and the elite class that are pulling the levers of this government at the expense of we the people.
Well, we know the FBI knew that what that New York Post at first, you know, they called the quote-unquote mm-hmm. laptop from hell story from the right. New York Post. We know that the FBI knew that what that story was alleging, that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were implicated in these shady business dealings with Ukraine. We know now, thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, who has released that FD 1023 form right. from the FBI, which is dated, what would that be, January, February, March, April, May? I guess it'd be June 30th, 2020.
Right.
So they had this confidential human source who informed them that Hunter Biden had been hired by Burisma, which is this natural gas firm in Ukraine, to, quote, protect us through his dad, meaning Joe Biden.
So right, exactly.
We knew, the FBI knew by mid-2020 that the Bidens had been given, it looks like, $5 million each.
Mm-hmm.
They thought Hunter Biden was not smart, this Ukrainian gas firm. They thought Hunter Biden was not smart, but they gave him $5 million nonetheless. Why? Because of his connections with his dad, they could make this investigation that was going into Burisma. The government was cracking down on Burisma.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden got that investigator fired.
Right.
And in exchange for millions and millions of dollars.
Well, so it was a billion dollars. $1 billion of the people's money. He waved in front of them, said, look, if you don't fire this prosecutor, get him off the tail of my son and Burisma. So, you know, for Burisma, I guess, you know, the $5 to $10 million that they paid out, plus probably, and having to deal with Hunter Biden. But they knew what to do. They marginalized Hunter Biden. They got some other counsel in there. And that's when the counsel said, they asked him, he says, well, why did you hire him? Because they knew that Hunter Biden wasn't very smart. Well, that, you know, that must be a shock to his father, who thinks he's the smartest man ever. But then you have to consider the source, I guess.
That's right. Think about it, Bill. They knew as early as mid-2020.
Right.
And then there's all the cover up from 2020 moving forward.
Right.
There is no laptop. You had Democrat representatives and senators coming out, and I saw these reports. I forgot about these. We have such a short attention span. Raskin had come out and said, Republicans, they did this investigation. It was earlier this year. They found nothing.
Yeah. These guys drive me nuts because you watch them in the hearing, it's going, and all they can do is deflect. And it's like, wait a minute, how do you serve the people? I mean, I understand you want to try and protect your guy, Joe Biden, because basically what this is doing is this is setting the stage for an impeachment. And because at every turn, this evidence, you know, is so stark, and you've got two credible whistleblowers, you now are able to get this information that clearly the FBI has obstructed. They've participated in this obstruction process. And
absolutely,
we're yanking them, you know, out of files and whatever we can, out of the hands, the stone cold hands of the FBI. There's not about to let this information go. And, you know, this is a mess. The other thing, too, John, and I keep saying this, I think one of the big overlooks on this deal is Barack Obama. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? This Barack Obama was the president of the United States. You got John Kerry, you got Hillary Clinton, you've got you've got his own vice president, all dirty, all, you know, in this pay-to-play scheme that they've got going. And, you know, yeah, we know there's 10% for the big guy, but is there another 10% for the even bigger guy? You know, nothing in all this, not one person has said Barack Obama. We've said this several times, I'm telling you. You know, all roads lead to the Oval Office. And now what happens, you have this this one oligarch from Ukraine who said he wasn't happy that Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. And you know why he wasn't happy that she didn't get elected? Because he paid money into the Clinton Foundation. There was quid pro quo, and there was promises made, right? And I'm telling you, this is one of many. This is one of many, okay? So, and that's what we've been saying. Our theory all along was that, and of course, people have called me, oh, Martinez, you're over the top, man. You've just been hitting the tequila bottle too much. I mean, this is so academic. It's just like the conversation with, you know, Miranda Devine, and she's a great gal, and on top of this and everything. And we talked, and right away I just said, I go, there's tax problems. She goes, no, they've taken care of it. I go, no, I'm just telling you, my gut says there's going to be tax issues on this. There's no way that he covered it. This guy is irresponsible as he was about everything else. Laptops, crack pipes, hookers on videotape, whatever, bringing hookers, you know, across state lines, which Marjorie Taylor Greene revealed. And did you notice how quiet the Democrats got? They go, oh, my God, what do we do now? Stay tuned. We've got more coming up from John.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got, you know, the one and only John Fleetwood from American Faith. He's the managing editor. You know, John, as we were saying, I mean, all this stuff, it's amazing to me, again, and I don't know why I should be shocked, but I am, that people are that ignorant, especially elected officials. They're so ignorant and kept in such a cocoon that they don't know what's going on. But you asked a cogent question. And that is that how do we clean this mess up? And that's the other thing, you know, because people are saying, wait a minute, it's clear. I mean, you have to be a genius. I mean, just go down Main Street America, you know, the small towns that Jason Aldean's getting in trouble for right now. You know, they don't put up with this stuff. This is common sense. I mean, you know, they're not going to spend a lot of time on this. They're just going to go, you got to be kidding me. So, but the deal is that, all right, you know, they're already, you know, they're guilty as charged. You know, and of course, Republicans, see, this is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans believe in due process. Sometimes their due process, you know, takes too much doo-doo process. You know, Democrats on the other side, you know, they'll hang you first. And then, you know, if they need to apologize, no, of course, they never apologize. But, you know, it would have been done already. I mean, look what they did to Trump and what they continue to do to Trump. So they don't care about, you know, any consideration of, you know, of traditions or, you know, oh, God forbid, the Constitution. I mean, and especially, I mean, John, did you hear? I mean, some of these Democrats, they're talking and asking questions, and it's like they have no clue about the Constitution. I mean, did you hear them?
Yeah, and it's a good point to focus on their mindset and the things that they're oblivious to, and I'm not trying to make fun. I'm trying to state a fact here that right. They can't tell, like with RFK, for example, with the right. Hearing. So they're there. This whole hearing is over censorship.
Exactly.
Censorship of people.
And they're censoring,
right? That's why
censoring.
They're there. And at the very beginning, yeah. Bill, they tried to vote to censor the guy. All of the Democrats voted.
Yes.
Through this, like, parliamentary procedural, you know,
right.
Yoga they tried to do in order to silence RFK. They missed the, not hypocrisy, what's the word? The irony.
Yes.
That they're there over censorship, and they're literally trying to censor the guy right there at that hearing about censorship.
Yes.
It's like
right.
They can't see it, Bill.
No,
I brought this up before. I think we talked about this before. You have to remind me. But they've done studies. Dr. Kierkegaard has showed that the people on the left have a higher rate of diagnosed clinical mental disorder. I mean, you know that it's like 60%
yeah.
of Americans are on some kind of like psychoactive medication. So there's already a big problem there. But now we know from these meta-analyses that people on the left, I'm not being hyperbolic, I'm just saying what this peer-reviewed study says, is that people on the left have a higher rate of mental disorders. And it kind of makes sense that they just can't see, they can't comprehend the irony of having a censorship hearing and then them trying to censor people during the censorship hearing.
Exactly.
It's just, well, that's what we're up against, Bill.
Well, here they are to defend something they don't even know. I mean, like this representative, as I was referring to, is it Kwasi Mafumi? I think I may be mispronouncing, so forgive me. But this guy—he's a member of Congress, okay? And this is a quote. This is what he says. Now, here's what galls me. I don't like these attacks on the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the IRS as if they're somehow anti-U.S. agencies. These agencies keep this democracy in check. They provide the checks and they provide the balances. In whose constitution does that say that it is up to the FBI, the Department of Justice, IRS, for checks and balances? Buddy, read the Constitution. I mean, you are a representative. I mean, this goes back to what we've been saying before. John, I'll tell you, we could get any number of congressmen and we'll put them one-on-one against newly naturalized citizens. And we'll have a civics test. And guess whose butt's going to get kicked?
Right.
You get new people coming into the country, brand new, that understand what the laws are about, what the Constitution is all about, and I bet you, you're going to have congressmen who are going to get their butt, they can't even answer the questions and pass the test. But here they are, there are representatives. And we're just talking this, we're not even getting into, you know, as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute says, Bill, you know, they don't know the Constitution. And clearly that's the case. I mean, you know, we're talking a First Amendment right issue, and you get some of these congressmen, and this is the thing that's so radical. I mean, here the Democrats is like, please, I mean, you know, you may be a Democrat, but you're representing not only your constituency, but the country. can you do something for the good of all the country and try to help us, you know, understand what's going on here? Because, you know, you've got Democrats as well as Republicans. 60% of the voting public believes that something has gone wrong in 2020. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, but the deal is, see, all the roads go through 2020, all the shenanigans and everything, right? So it's all right. Part and parcel, but, you know, God bless these, you know, Comer and Jim Jordan and Senator Grassley and the rest of them, the great work that they're doing on behalf of the American people. But like I said, small town USA is going, hey, man, you did the crime. Pay the time, buddy. I mean, you know, it's just that simple, you know, because in our little town, ain't going to happen, man. You're going to pay the price. And so the American people need to wake up and realize the pain that you're in right now has been brought to you by the Democratic Party. They've hijacked our government. Mark Zuckerberg, all these billionaires and corporate America and everything. And, you know, this idea that everything, you know, forget about the racist deal. I mean, you know, these congressmen, well, you can't hijack our words. That belongs to blacks. How dare white people, you know, say, oh, what? How did that? And all of a sudden we're, you know, let's go down that rabbit hole and deal with some racist issue, because that's what they know. You know, that is the roads that they travel. You get them out of the racial lane and they really get stupid, don't they?
Well, they have to think of some way to keep the American people fighting amongst themselves.
Right.
If they can divide, house divided against itself cannot stand.
Right.
That's a biblical principle that, you know, Jesus promoted in the New Testament, and the left understands that. Evil understands that. So they know that in order to take America down, they have to create division in the House. And so that's why, or it's one of the reasons why, they section us into these groups. You mentioned the racial division that they foment. They can't, they won't stop talking about it. They do the same thing with, you know, the abortion issue. They do the same thing with,
marriage. It's all the same playbook. You're exactly right. And this is, I think, what where America's waking up and saying, going, where have I seen this before? This is like deja vu. Exactly. It's the same. That's what they know. And the reason they keep doing it is because Johnny keeps working. You know, when you can convince 40% of America, roughly, más o menos, that Joe Biden is doing a good job, and with these stupid strategic plans that they're doing, we say they're stupid because they're so obvious. But this 40% of our fellow Americans that, you know, they're shocked. They've never heard of Joe Biden admitting to giving, you know, withholding $1 billion. They've never heard of Hunter Biden's laptop, because they live in a world where this information has been squelched, and, you know, they're happy little campers. You know, they're okay with that.
The media is complicit. All of the media, all of the mainstream media is left-leaning, save maybe Fox News, but even they will...
Oh, they're compromised. I can't even put them in that neutral zone anymore. We just know. The evidence is quite clear. But that's for, you know, it's for people to judge on their own. You know, I've made my judgment. You know, as we say all the time, John, here on the show, is you got to own your own knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. And there's no excuse. The knowledge is there. You know, regardless of what John and I are saying, hopefully what we're saying, you know, go ahead and challenge us. Check it out for yourself. Own your own knowledge. And then see if you come up to the same conclusion. And if you got an argument that, you know, addresses a different conclusion that we've come up to, God, I'd love to hear it. I mean, tell me. I mean, because then we'd be all the smarter, wouldn't we, John? You know, for everybody's input.
Amen.
Just saying. John Fleetwood, he's managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. Have a great weekend.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released an unclassified FD-1023 FBI document yesterday that he claims is significant in their investigation of President Biden and his son's illegal business dealings with foreign entities. It involves claims a confidential informant made in 2020 about the Ukrainian energy company Burisma and how the Bidens were paid to get the prosecutor fired over an investigation of the company. Joe Biden in 2018.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News last night says the pieces of evidence keep stacking up against the president and his family.
Is that it dovetails perfectly with what Comer and other chairmen have found.
Lance Fry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. One of the topics we wanted to talk about with John Fleetwood, but such as things go, we end up going in a different direction. But you should be aware and check it out at American Faith. They're asking why Florida is seeing so many malaria cases all of a sudden. You know, which U.S. county just declared COVID-19 and the coronavirus vaccine a bioweapon? And how is it that China is one of our greatest enemies if the country is falling apart? And so check it out, American Faith, for more information. And again, own your own knowledge. And John and the staff there at American Faith are just doing an incredible job. I mean, they are constantly reviewing on a daily basis. I mean, we're talking probably maybe over 1,000 headlines around the country, seeing, okay, what's going on? Where is their continuity? And where do the headlines connect that we should be aware of? In just a moment, we're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Carrere. He's on the air. You've heard us do this before. We're simulcasting our programs together here, this nationally, internationally syndicated show, Bill Martinez. And Jeff Carrere, he is also syndicated, and he's based out of Louisiana. Hey, here he is right now. I can hear him. Hey, Jeff Carrere, how you doing, buddy?
Bill Martinez, I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I had to reflect back on, William F. Buckley's old nostrum. It says, liberals claim to want to give a hearing to other views, but then they're shocked and offended to discover that there are other views, right?
Yes, there are.
Oh, and, my gosh. Can you see them?
They don't like to engage in a civil discourse, do they? They get unhinged. They go crazy. And they're offended that we have different points of view.
Well, and the other thing, too, Jeff, and I hope the American people are wising up to this. I mean, our own elected officials are so ignorant of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, this is libelous. I mean, that here you are, you raise your hand to defend something that you know so little about, if anything. I question if they've even read the Constitution. I mean, with some of the questions that were coming out of the hearings in this, I mean, you go, whoa, what? You know, don't you know that we have a Constitution? I mean, you're talking about we need the IRS and we need the FBI, we need the Justice Department for for checks and balances. Go, no, yeah. You knucklehead. That's not they don't, you know, that's a one way program. That's not the way it works. Checks and balances is the three branches of government. That's right. Checks and balances, not three agencies that clearly have been compromised. Oh, by the way, but he's so ideologically fixed, he can't see the corruption, Jeff.
You know what's interesting, Bill, is that back in the day, and you and I remember this, the liberals used to be sort of anti-establishment, anti-war, anti-department, anti-FBI. They were talking about free speech and civil rights, and now... The liberals are the party of endless wars, the party of endless government, the party of the FBI taking away our freedoms, surveilling on us. Everything has sort of switched, and now you've got this alliance between neocons and liberals. They don't seem to ever want to talk about civil liberties anymore or talk about our rights or privacy. They just want more and more government interfering in our lives. It's interesting how that has changed over the years.
Well, it's kind of gone full circle, really, because when you think about it, who gave us the KKK? Who fought for, you know, slavery? It was the Democratic Party. And this is just the modern day version of it on steroids. So I see it as a, you know, kind of a continuous circle that they're coming back to their roots. Maybe we were, you know, thinking a little bit different, you know, because of what happened in the 60s. And as you said, all these progressives and, you know, students for, you know, democracy and all this other stuff that was going on. Right. But now guess what? They're in charge. They got full control, and the madness is obvious, but look at the American people have got to wise up, because this is your country, and when you can't have a singer sing a song about small town America without getting your panties in a wad, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that?
A friend
I'm sorry.
Of mine sent me that song and its lyrics, which I found to be perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everyone's trying to cancel that versus some rap songs that are on YouTube and getting millions of downloads. And their lyrics about violence and degrading women, and there's no effort to try to cancel any of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yet this man talks about small-town America and fighting back against people that want to destroy our country, and supposedly it's racist, and supposedly it needs to be canceled. And that just, I mean, that points out how ridiculous things are getting in this country. And
they're looking at symbolism. I mean, oh well, he did that, you know, back where 100 years ago, a black man was lynched. I get that part, but you know, that place has been used several times. Disney used it. Hannah Montana has used it. They used it for a Christmas show. All this stuff, and it's like, wait a minute, you're reading into this way too much.
Well,
I mean, you've got to.
A hundred years ago, Bill.
Right.
How about these folks focusing on what's going on today as opposed to dredging up what was going on 100 years ago? And what the song is all about is what just happened a few years ago when our cities were burned and we had looting and rioting right in 2020. And he's saying, no, that's not going to happen in a small town. And I think he's right.
Exactly. Well, and that's been the case. Because small towns have been fortified, and small towns are the ones that are, you know, you can't push CRT on them. These progressive liberal ideas, you know, they're not going to stand for it. It's ridiculous. I mean, I think, you know, I imagine in small town Main Street at the coffee shop, Jeff, I was just left to hang there with these people because they're just common sense Americans, you know, salt of the earth. And they probably every once in a while pick their heads up and they look at the craziness that's happening, you know, in Washington, D.C., and they just shake their heads. And go.
Or the
what
craziness
of...
that's happening in the big cities, in these liberal progressive cities.
Exactly.
That have been ruined. And many of the people in the small towns probably used to live in those big cities and are like, heck, we're out of here.
Exactly.
I just saw a video, Bill, of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ghost town down there.
Yeah.
It's a ghost town.
Exactly.
Businesses have left. People are out of there.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the state is broke. It's all but bankrupt officially. And Gavin Newsom, who has ambitions to be president of the United States, well, he would enter into the fray with a very terrible, reputation. Yeah, record. It's so obvious and arguable what he's done. And he's left. He'd love to probably get his hands and get out of California so he won't be blamed for it. But it's been his policies that has crippled, you know, the once golden state. Go ahead.
Exactly. It shows you how weak their bench is.
Yes.
If they've got to look at that guy as being their savior, that shows you, I mean, they've got nothing. They've got nobody who is good, nobody who has common sense, unless you want to say RFK Jr., and they're doing everything they can to demonize that poor man.
Right.
And mistreat him and abuse him and lie about him.
Exactly. Yeah, let's have a hearing on his suppression of speech and speech cancellation and everything like that. Start right off the bat canceling the guy. I mean, this is so comical. But the fact of the matter is, Jeff, seriously, we've got about a minute and a half left together, you and I, here on the show, is that America is sick. It's in trouble. And it's the Godfather moment. Remember when, Tom, the attorney, and Michael had to have the discussion about, hey, they were going to go and they needed a wartime conciliary. They needed a wartime attorney to come and take over because of what was on the horizon and what they had to deal with. America's at that point. We need a wartime president. And by wartime, I don't mean existential. I mean somebody who can handle the domestic issues. And I believe there's only one person who can do that. Go ahead.
You and I agree. That one person is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's not multiples. It's not multiples of people, Jeff. You're exactly right. It's one person.
Yeah. One person. And look at what they're trying to do, and something to leave you with. I just read this morning that one of the Democrat plans are going to be to not only indict him again, but arrest him and jail him. Put him behind bars. If that is being talked about here by this unhinged special prosecutor, if that happens, we're going to have chaos in this country, Bill.
Well, Ramaswamy said it quite well. He says, you know, first the people talk, and if you don't listen, then they scream. And if you don't, then they riot.
Yeah. Let's pray that doesn't happen, and let's pray Donald Trump can defeat these charges, which are unhinged and out of control. And unhinged.
Amen.
Completely.
Jeff Carrere, my good friend, thank you for being with us. You take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com, while you're there. Hey, by the way, thank you for your hearty donations. You guys have been awesome. I just so appreciate you in supporting our campaign for faith and freedom and liberty. All you do is click the donate button. You know, people have said, hey, Bill, I need a tax donation, and it came in handy. Hey, that's where we're here. We're here to serve. So if it can help you out, that's awesome. Because when you donate to the show, it is a tax deduction. Deductible donation, because we're partnering with Hill of Hope, that is our nonprofit entity that is supporting us, and so you will notice when you go to make the donation, you'll see Hill of Hope. Be not concerned, it is associated with the Bill Martinez Show, and so your donation will be sent over to us very gladly and very appreciatively. So we thank you for participating to that end. Take advantage. Hey, if you need donations, we're getting end of year. Everybody's tax years end differently. I get that. Hey, we're here to serve. So we're happy to oblige and help you in any way possible. And we thank you for your generous donations. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com is with us right now. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We still keep hearing great news about, boy, the blockbuster movie of the summer, you know, Sound of Freedom, surpassing 100 million at the box office and still going strong.
You know, this is staggering, Bill, because I see a lot of Christian movies in my role as the director of Plugged In, and I mean, typically, if a movie makes $15 to $20 million, that is an out of the park and out of the city home run, and 100 million is that's pretty rare air. I would have to go back and look, but there haven't been very many faith oriented or Christian movies that have gotten anywhere near that. And I think it speaks to two things. I think it speaks to the pent up demand that conservative and Christian audiences have for stories that share their worldview. And I think it speaks to Angel Studios and the remarkable job they have done marketing this thing.
Exactly.
And really leveraging a unique distribution model and publicity model with their pay it forward plan.
In some regards, you know, when you see this movie, you know, I've had several people say, well, this isn't really a Christian movie. And I said, well, I get that, you know, but, you know, people who of faith see Jim Caviezel And they still see Jim Caviezel as they will always, you know, see chosen Jesus as Jesus, you know.
Right.
And when you talk about Christian films, of course, The Passion was just so remarkable. And it's interesting how even Mel Gibson's fingerprints have gotten involved with the, you know, with this, you know, project as well. So, you know, it's awesome in a sense that it has hit a common nerve that is crossing over lines. And I think this is a, you know, to your point here, Adam, and I think we need to be sensitive to this. This is going to be a golden opportunity for people who may, whose hearts may be moved in such a way that is going to bring them to Christ. And the churches and people of faith need to be prepared to be able to address these issues, because you're going to have people who are going to be crushed from the reality of saying, oh, my God, I have been a consumer of this junk. And, you know, is there a God? Really, I hope your God is there. I hope your God really can forgive me. And this is, I see this happening and starting to happen, but the churches need to be open to this and to this dynamic, because this is going to be something that the churches have never experienced before. Because as we know, when a revival comes and there's house cleaning, where does God begin to clean up first?
Well, he always starts with his own people. And
yeah, in the church, yes.
What I love about this movie is that I would say this is a radically pro-life movie, but it's pro-life in a way that we don't normally use that phrase. Obviously,
right.
When we talk about pro-life, we're usually talking about abortion.
Yeah.
But what this movie illustrates so powerfully, and I think this is one of the reasons it is resonating, is that not only are we all created in God's image, but just Jim Caviezel's character, Tim Ballard, who's a real person, his willingness to sacrifice everything to rescue one little girl against all odds, it's such a beautiful picture of redemption, of the dignity and sanctity of a single life, and of the ability of one person to make a life-changing, and in this case, life-rescuing difference on behalf of somebody else. Like, there are just so many things that resonate with...
And somebody he doesn't even know. He has no relationship, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I just think, you know, the left has been critical that this exaggerates things or it doesn't get the details of human trafficking right. I'm like, well, I don't think the movie ever purports to be a universal picture of what human trafficking looks like in every level. It's the story of one man who is convicted, who risks everything to save one little girl. And I just have found the criticism disheartening, Bill. I'm like, can we not set aside the politics for just a moment here? This was not a movie that was supposed to be political.
Yeah.
It's a movie about life. And I think the progressive left's response has been telling and disappointing in this case.
Well, it makes me sad for them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes me sad. And you know what? It'll always be. Jesus said it'll always be that way. So we get that. All right. It's humanity. And here it is. Here's an opportunity. Because like you and I've talked about before, is there are appointed times. And I believe what God is setting is an appointed time for people to come into the kingdom. Don't miss your appointed time. And there's going to be many people who miss their appointed time. And you and I know we have benefited, you know, from answering that call and not missing our appointed time. And my prayer is that for those people whose hearts are you know, that they're struggling with this and they're being convicted, that they seek help. They seek help from the one who can help them. And that's Jesus Christ himself. And God, because here it is. I mean, he has, I believe, his hand is upon this movie for a time such as this, for people to decide, okay, what am I going to do? This has greater impact. And I get it. People are going to freak out. I mean, we got people in the political realm. I mean, the truth is coming before them, you know, regarding our FBI and all that. And they're freaking out because it doesn't rhyme with their religion and their faith components.
Right.
I get that. All right. But meanwhile, it's not going to stop me from pursuing the truth and
you know, no matter where it goes and how it aligns with God and what God wants and purpose for not only America, but the world right now, because the world is sick. It's not just America. This is happening all around the world right now.
Yeah.
And so here we are. And we got this little movie on a $12 million budget.
Yeah.
You know, that is just driving everybody nuts. The production values are awesome. I mean, they've done a great job from a, you know, and you study this, you know, it plugged in and being someone who's watched movies. And you and I, you know, we grew up in the era when Christian movies came out and you winced. You go, oh my God, you know, this is like terrible. You know, the level of quality and production values were just so awful. But God bless them for trying because somebody had to start. And they started, right. And now here we are, and you got, you know, the Kendricks brothers and Angel Studios and Dallas Jenkins and, you know, the, David White and, you know, all these people that are, you know, producing family friendly movies now at such levels of quality that, is God honoring, you know?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I want to amplify your point about the appointed time. There's an appointed time. And moment to come into relationship with God. I mean, you're talking about really a saving or a salvific event. But there are also appointed times where those of us who already know God may find ourselves at a crossroads where we have an opportunity to do something maybe unexpected. You know, the relatively few times in my life where I felt like God broke in to my life and said, I want you to do this. And I don't want to have a theological conversation about how the Holy Spirit convicts us. Just moments of deep conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Often I wasn't looking for them and they were unexpected and they asked me to move out of a place that was comfortable into a place that was unknown on behalf of someone else. And I think, I think those are some of, you know, I'm using my own experience here. I'm projecting a little bit. But I think those are the hallmarks of how God moves, right? Mm-hmm. He comes in, he sometimes shows up in unexpected moments, and we're convicted in such a way that we can't get around the idea, we can't avoid the idea that he's calling us to do something with our lives that maybe it's a little scary, maybe it doesn't quite make sense, but it always requires a leap of faith, and it's always on behalf of other people, whether that's
vulnerable
people or people
who
don't
know. Service. Yeah, and bring it to hell. It's about service.
Yes,
it really
exactly.
Is. Yeah,
exactly.
So, and the thing is that I all that to say, yes, at times when you least expect, but also, like the brothers Issachar in the Bible, who were students of the times, there are times when you can expect.
Absolutely. I mean,
right. And I think this is kind of where we are right now, right?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
You can look forward and know that you know, God's not going to sit back, that his hand is moving, and you just want to go, okay, God, what can I do? How can I come alongside and be in alignment with your will, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's absolutely right, Bill.
Isn't this great times? I love these times right now. And I know some people go, what, Martinez? I mean, you know, the world is going crazy right now, and you love it. Yes, because you know what? God is always there. But I believe that God is any moment away from showing up in such a magnificent way that, you know, it solidifies our faith. And we know at the end of time, it will all be worth it. But meanwhile, you know, God is faithful and merciful that, you know, he gives us these glimpses of glory, doesn't he?
Absolutely, he does. And he is there if we are people who are paying attention.
Amen. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.